that play has not been called since the beginning of a replay more than a couple of times. In all of baseball, the thousands and thousands of games and plays at home where the catcher actually does block the plate over and over and over again, that play has virtually never been called. And for someone to step in that situation and ultimately make a decision that that was blocking the plate, that's beyond embarrassing for our game, for all the players out there on both sides of the field working their ass off for the entire game. It's completely unacceptable. I can't even believe I'm sitting here talking to you guys about this right now. It's one of the worst moments I think we've seen of umpiring in any game I've ever been a part of in baseball, and I think it was pathetic.
I'm sure there will be some type of explanation. Maybe Rocco got one. Maybe one of the other umpires shared it with one of our guys. But just from our viewpoint and how we've seen that play many, many times, and you guys too, I'm sure you can ask Blue Jay fans, players. They've seen that play a lot, and that call never gets overturned.
I thought it was a clean play. I went towards the ball where the ball was. I did move my feet a little, but he had the open lane to slide on the side, and he did it. He slid on towards me, and so I was tagging him, and I had the ball first. I think the line was open for him to slide on the side, and he did it. It was a clean play.
When it took longer than 10 seconds to overturn it, to confirm it, then yes. But I really didn't think they were actually going to make that call in that situation. Because, I mean, it's a game-altering call, and it was not clear that that was the right call. And to overturn something like that is just, it's unbelievable. And I mean, it costs us a game.